Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Thrilled to be coming to you from the Chamber Radio Studio in the lower level of the Chamber of Commerce offices located at 101 Pier Street in downtown Sioux City, Iowa. As we like to say, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is Education 101, whether it's Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, Customer Service 101. We hope that you'll call us first, and we can be reached at any time, Monday through Friday at 712-255-7903. And if you're not a member yet, we sure hope you'll think about becoming one. And we also hope that you have circled on your calendar this Thursday night, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual event with John Andrazik and Five for Fighting at the Orpheum Theater, along with the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. If you don't have your tickets yet, you can call us at the Chamber, or you can get online and purchase them through Ticketmaster or visit the Prime Bank box office at the Tyson Event Center. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who's back in the studio in Indian Hills, we'd like to thank Chris Bogenreef of NAI United, who has been the longtime sponsor of this Grow Siouxland radio program. Folks, I have a tremendous guest today, one of my favorite people in our Siouxland community, someone who always walks around this town with a smile on his face, a perpetual optimist, someone who needs little introduction, Mr. Travis Morgan, the CEO of the Sioux City Musketeers. Welcome, Travis.
How are you, buddy? It's great to be here, man.
It's always nice to have you in studio, and having you in studio can only mean one thing.
It's hockey time in Sioux City, my man.
That's right. It's hockey time in Sioux City.
You know, it was. I got to tell you a quick story, real quick, about that line. I just started working at K-Meg when I was like 21 years old, and it was my first day there, and I'm pounding away, and all of a sudden I hear this voice, and it's just talking about the news, whatever, and I look up, and I get, excuse me, but I don't know you, but are you the voice of the Musketeers? And he goes, why, yes, I am. And it was Woody Gottberg. And I'm like, man, you got to say it for me. He's just like, it's hockey time in Sioux City. I'm like, there it is. That's the iconic thing, you know? And I could just tell
by Woody's that only voice. Been doing that for like four decades.
Oh, man, yeah. He's got that the great voice.
Woody was doing that when I was a kid.
I know. That's crazy. And he still got those golden pipes, so it's pretty incredible.
Woody Gottberg, famous for being the news director of Powell Broadcasting and serving on KSEJ and appearing on these airwaves all the time, Monday through Friday. And Travis, we have so much ground to cover that we're gonna rifle through your background. We always introduce our guests to the audience, but as I've said before, you need little introduction. Let's speed through it. Where'd you grow up?
Walthall, Nebraska, 850 people. On the Omaha Indian Reservation, just 25 miles south of here.
And tell us about what sports you were involved in high school.
All of them. Lettered in five sports, football, basketball, baseball.
Dude, you do not look like a basketball player.
I distribute.
Wrestler? Wrestler, yeah. Oh, yeah. You look like a wrestler.
Now I do. Back then, I looked like a basketball player, just a little short. But, yeah. I played them all.
Track?
1 year. I played golf the rest, which was
good call.
Was a good call. I was football fast. I wasn't track fast. There's a big difference.
Yes, there is.
Yes, a lot of difference there. But yeah, it was great growing up in a small town.
What came next?
I went to school at Northeast, where they have a great, fantastic broadcasting program at the time. With, you know, they have their own TV and radio station. And I was lucky. I always knew that I wanted to be, you know, a sports broadcaster or in the media in some way, shape, or form. And so I did that. And then went to KTIV out of college, and then went to Sioux Falls, and came back, and then went to Omaha and came back, and been around the world and in the world of broadcasting, and it was a tremendous ride. And then went to a casino for 3 years, then went to be the CEO of the Symphony Orchestra for 3 years, and then I got a call from Luke Strand one day, and he's like, hey, you gotta come do this with me over here at the hockey. And I've known Luke for a long, long time, and I've been a Musketeer fan since they were my first actual true love of sports when I was a kid in Walthall. And it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up, and so I took that job. And Luke kind of, you know, just became this great team of, you know, the hockey ops and the front office just had a great relationship, and it made the whole organization just a lot better, and just moving forward. And And then the second year there, we brought home that Clark Cup, and it's been a fantastic ride. You know, three Final Fours in 4 years, we've been winners, and we've seen that winning helps, and it's helped with attendance, and it's helped with a lot of different things too. So it's been a great ride to get here, and I'm thankful every day that I have it.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 on your FM dial. Our guest today is the CEO of the Sioux City Musketeers, Mr. Travis Morgan, who also serves on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And we're grateful to him for sharing his time, his experience, his expertise with us at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Travis, tell us a little bit about your family.
Two kids, Cam and Kate. Fantastic wife, Sarah, who most of you probably out there know. Outkick my coverage. You know, we all know that. I'm married up. She burns everything in the kitchen, which is just fine with me. I don't care. I'll still eat it. The kids actually call her Bernie now, which is hilarious.
I love how she pokes fun of it. She pokes fun at herself on social media about her abilities in the kitchen.
Her shortcomings in the kitchen are the stuff of legend here in Sioux City. Like, people ask her all the time, like, do you check your oven? Maybe your oven's broke.
But here's the deal. She is so self-deprecating.
Yes.
And you're so jovial that it is impossible not to like Sioux City's power couple.
It's so funny because neither of us have any problem making fun of ourselves. It's like, you know, and so when I make fun of her, so I'll tell you another story. I got a funnel cake at the Art Splash a couple days
ago. I saw this picture. And this is classic.
I get the funnel cake. It's for the kids, by the way, not for me.
And whatever.
Yeah, I know. And I turn around, and a big gust of wind comes up, and the powdered sugar goes, boom. And I'm wearing a black shirt.
Black t-shirt covered in powdered sugar.
It looks like a painting of starry stars. Most people would wipe that off immediately and move on about their day. But I had to show my wife the situation of what happened to me. Yeah. So I went and I walked through the building, didn't see her, walked all the way back out, and had to go back around. I passed so many people that gave me the look of like, oh my God,
do you not
see that you have, like, I got so many looks and so many grins and smiles. And I finally find my wife. I'm like, Sarah, look what happened to me. And she immediately sees it and just falls to the ground laughing. And, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, then I don't know what you can do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I will tell you, wonderful that Sarah is a member of this community. She is an integral leader in our not-for-profit circle, the president, the executive director of Camp High Hopes, and what a difference they make in the community. So we hope that you, Sarah, Cam, and Kate are with us for a very, very long time. But our focus today is the Sioux City Musketeers, the emergence of a really incredible program. You and Lloyd Ney have built something that we haven't seen in this community, at least on a sheet of ice, for about two decades.
Yeah, it's been a terrific ride. Three Final Fours in 4 years is uncharted territory for this organization. And then you throw the Clark Cup in there as well. It's been fantastic, you know, to be able to win. And I think what we started to do back right when I arrived, it was you know, Luke Strand flat out said it. He goes, we're not going to sacrifice character for talent any longer. And, you know, and in the past, they might grab some guys that weren't team players, that were selfish, but they'd score a lot of goals. But that never equated to championships.
Yeah, that's not the Herb Brooks model for success.
It is not. And we started doing that, and I got to tell you, like, in the 5 years that I've been here, there's only been one young man that I was like, I don't know if I like him very much. And within 2 weeks, he was gone. And every other young man we've had in 5 years is a phenomenal kid. Like, no trouble. Just always, hey, Trav, how are you? You know, they're so thankful for where they're at. They're well-behaved. And the model for that is when you have great kids with great character, when times get tough or when people start wondering about what role am I going to play on this team, a selfish person is going to take the role of, I'm going to get mine, and I don't care what winning or losing looks like, where if you have a player that is willing to play by the rules, play by your system, know his role, then guess what? He's going to fall into line, and he's going to do the things that he needs to do to make the team better. And when the chips are down and it's time for the gut check character, those are the kids you want in the foxhole with you. And we have found a lot of success in the fact that if you get good kids, good things are going to happen.
And good things have been happening. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, Travis Morgan, the CEO of the Sioux City Musketeers. And as he said at the outset,
it's hockey time in Sioux City.
It's that time of year, folks. So get your tickets now. Season tickets still available. Tickets also available game day at the Prime Bank box office at the Tyson Event Center. Let's show the Musketeers a lot of love this year. Let's fill the seats. Let's let them know that we appreciate all they're doing in our community and all they're doing on the ice. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. We'll be right back with Travis Morgan and more on Grow Siouxland after this short commercial break. Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you today from the Chamber's radio studio in the lower level of our offices at 101 Pier Street. If you were with us during the first half of the program, you know that my guest today is Mr. Travis Morgan, the CEO of the Sioux City Musketeers, a Walt Hill, Nebraska native, married to Sarah, a lovely wife who serves as the executive director of Camp High Hopes right here in Sioux City, the parents of Kate and Cam, and Travis, opening day is just around the corner.
It's going to be here. We got September 28th is opening night for us. We're going to have a big party outside before, a party in the plaza where we have a band that's going to play, a live band's going to play, Ultraviolet Fever. We're going to have a beer garden. We're going to have food truck. We're going to have games. We're going to have a bouncy house for the kids. And then we started this thing a couple years ago called the Muskie Walk. And what happens is the team then, about an hour and a half before face-off, they go around and they walk through the crowd. And everybody gathers around them, and they come right down the middle. And the band plays Celebration, and they walk through and give high fives to everybody. I got goosebumps right now thinking about it. It's a great moment for our boys to welcome them. It's like, say, this is what Sioux City is, and this is the kind of love you're going to get from this community.
Well, and I think it's really, really important that this community does show their love, does show their support. Sioux City Musketeers have been around now for over a half a century. And believe it or not, as a 57-year-old guy, I remember those initial years. I remember the first head coach, Rich Blanch. He was a family friend. I remember John Seville. And a lot of those early players were they were guests at our dinner table over Thanksgiving when I was a kid. Bubba Podwasaki comes to mind, Dave Cardio, Julian Nixon, Dave Davies. And you know what? Right now, we're building those kinds of memories that were built for me as a small child that I've taken with me for over 50 years. There are kids today building those same memories thanks to the Sioux City Musketeers.
Yeah, two years ago, we started this thing called the Empirical Foods School Day Game. And what we did was we started inviting these schools from around the area to come to a game Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. And absolutely free. Bring as many kids from that school as you want to bring. Doesn't matter what grade, we don't care. Whatever you want to bring, you can bring, but it's free. And so we've had over 4,000 kids, students from around Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota come to the game. This year, I believe it's on November 6th, I believe, and it's against Lincoln, 11 a.m., and they get to see an unbelievable experience, a hockey game, then what we also offer is if you come to the game, you have the option of bringing some guys out to your school later that year to teach hockey, to show them what it's about, to answer questions, and we bring the Musketeers to those schools then that come and attend the game.
And hopefully we're building fans for life. Folks, I cannot stress enough how important it is for our community to support our professional sports organizations, starting with the Sioux City Musketeers, but including, of course, on the gridiron, the Bandits, and on the ball field, the Explorers. But right now, we're talking about hockey, and even if you don't know a lot about hockey, come out, start to learn the sport. It is a fantastic sport. In terms of spectator-friendly, it's hard to beat.
It's very fast-paced. It's very exciting. And then we almost treat it like a concert or a show. when the hockey is not going on, there's great music. There's great promotions. We're doing, you know, races. We're eating wings. We're having hot dogs. We're doing Are You Smarter? I mean, there's all these different promotions and games going on. People can win prizes, win money, and just be entertained. And it's nonstop from the time that our guys take the ice with an unbelievable entry with, you know, all these lights and smoke and everything else. It's a fantastic atmosphere to be in. And then when you throw good hockey on top of it, look, it's simple. They're trying to score on that end. We're trying to score on this end. And both teams are willing to do whatever it takes to prevent that from happening. That's all you need to know. And more often times than not lately, we're the ones that have been scoring the most goals. So it's good.
Well, it's good to score goals. I also know that this past weekend, you guys hosted an event, and it sounds like our hockey players were quick to drop the gloves.
Yeah, that comes with the sport too. We had 7 fights against Sioux Falls last Saturday in a preseason game, and our boys this year are a little bit meaner than we've had.
We got a little gritty,
We got some sandpaper kids in the locker room this year. And
hey, folks, that means fan friendly.
Yes, bring out the kids. You're going to see a lot of. You're probably going to see a lot of that this year from this hockey team, and a lot of people love that.
I got a couple of daughters. One's a senior in high school this year. One's in 7th grade, and they love the Sioux City Musketeers, and they don't mind a scrap every now and again.
Good Donnybrook never hurt anybody up in the stands, but.
Well, I don't even think we can say that because I do have some history at the old Audi. But
Waterloo.
Hey, as we talk about some of the exciting things that are forecast for this season, you guys do a phenomenal job supporting the community, and your jersey auctions have become legendary. They have raised so much money for so many good causes. Tell me about what you have on the horizon.
Well, coming up, obviously, Pink in the Rink is a big one on October 19th, and that benefits, you know, Unity Point St. Luke and their cancer, you know, all the things that they do for cancer research and cancer help, and it's a fantastic event. And you know, 2 years ago we had a jersey auction, and one jersey went for $21,500. I'll just put it this way. I've had teams from the league reach out to me and say, okay, what are you guys doing? How do you guys do? Because we've raised $58,000, $80,000, $64,000 just on jersey sales. There's no key to it. It's just the fans really love those jerseys. The design is half of it, but then also, you know, it's you're supporting a great cause, and whether it's, you know, Honor Flight or the Freedom Park over there, or cancer here in Sioux City, or Camp High Hopes, all of it, you know.
I suppose you better have something to support Camp High Hopes.
Right? Yeah. Very true. Very, very, very true.
I know that you have military appreciation coming up as well.
And I got to tell you I'm not going to tell you what these jerseys are this year, but I'm going to tell you, the jerseys could be the coolest jerseys we've had.
That is a huge statement.
It is. But I'm telling you, because it is, they are so legit and they are so awesome, because it combines Musketeers tradition with military this year, and it is unbelievable. But the biggest one that I got to talk to, the biggest night that we're probably going to have this year is October 12th, and that is Taylor Swift night. We've joined forces with Woodhouse Sioux City. We purchased 2 tickets to Taylor Swift in Indianapolis at the beginning of November, and $1,000 cash for travel. And we are going to give those Taylor Swift tickets away at the game on October 12th. And all you have to do is walk in the door. You walk in the door, you get an entry to win. And so everybody's going to be there with a shot to win Taylor Swift tickets and go see her. And we're going to have all the music and trivia and bracelets. It's going to be a thing, and it's Woodhouse came through big, and it's going to be a fantastic evening.
October 12th, and let's not forget, one of the biggest nights of the year is every year on New Year's Eve, the Sioux City Musketeers play hockey at home.
With a new tradition this year, we've played Omaha for how many years to do this, and this year, you know what, we decided we're going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to play Fargo. And if you look up who our biggest rival has been over the last 4 years, it's been Fargo. It has been them. There's a lot of history with Fargo. And so to play them on New Year's Eve night, that's going to add a new twist to things. And boy, if you've been around us recent memory, that's the team that, that really is has been the kind of the thorn in our side and us them to them.
Guys, the only way that hockey can get any better in Sioux City right now is if we pack the arena.
For sure.
There is so much electricity when that when the house is full, when the house is rocking, there's nothing like a Sioux City Musketeers hockey game. There's nothing like a good fight. There's nothing like a goal scored, the lights going dark, the train whistle blowing. Celebration playing over the loudspeaker. It's fantastic. And speaking of music, Travis, as I said earlier, you serve on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You have some unique ideas for John Andrazik, who just happened to name his act
Five for Fighting. It's a five-minute major, and look, this guy that's coming for the chamber event is fantastic. I saw him a few years back. And that's the last. That's probably the first and last concert I've ever like teared up at. It was. He's that good. But then to combine the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra with him and Ryan Haskins, it takes it to a whole different level. This is something that it's one of those deals that you may not know what it is, or you know him but you're not quite sure. Look, I'm going to tell you this right now. Just buy your ticket, because when it's over, you're going to hear people from around your work or your friends that went to it, and you are going to be that guy that's like, I wish I wouldn't have missed it. You are going to want to be there.
This is a can't miss. There will be some surprises with John Andrazik. For the record, Ryan Haskins, the music director of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, had a brother who played for the Sioux City Musketeers.
Won a Clark Cup with us in 02.
Andrazik is a huge hockey fan. Morgan is a huge hockey fan. McGowan is a huge hockey fan. It all comes together this Thursday night at the Orpheum. Don't miss this, folks. I urge you. Tickets are available for $35, $55, and $75. It's a bargain. Please join us.
Yep.
Travis, appreciate everything the Sioux City Musketeers have done and continue to do in our Siouxland community. We wish you the very best in the coming season, and we look forward to supporting you at the Tyson Event Center.
Thank you for all your support, and let's go Muskies.
Let's go Muskies. My name is Chris McGowan. On behalf of our guest, Travis Morgan, the CEO of the Sioux City Musketeers, we thank you for listening. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. See you Thursday night at the Orpheum.